Jesus. Let me teach you something about intercessor. There's an anointing God is going to release this night for intercessors. God is about to raise some persons with that anointing of an intercessor. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can you go to the book of Genesis 18? You start from 16 to 33. Genesis 18. Thank you, Jesus.
Genesis 18, 16.
Now, pay attention. Let me tell you something about an intercessor. Be someone that can intercede. Intercession. What does it mean to intercede? In a short form, it means standing in the gap on behalf of someone, not on behalf of yourself. Is that correct? A prayer to hold back judgment or intercession is standing in the gap in a prayer between a person or a person who has been provoked. Let's say, for example, now, if God's judgment is upon someone's life, you have the power to stand in the gap and intercede on their behalf. Does that make sense? If God's judgment is upon someone, I'm going to take the life of this person today, you can stand in the gap. I am a living witness of that. One day, I saw myself in dry bones, dead persons, people were dead. I saw myself coming out from a mortuary. I was coming, I don't know why, what I was doing that mortuary. And I stood up and a voice spoke from heaven. I believe that voice to be the voice of God. And the voice spoke so loud, it said, I will take your life this night. And something like light, star of light just came in between and said, Father, give me one more time. I was helpless, I was just there. I didn't understand what was happening. And when I woke up, I began to take my calling serious. I tell you the truth. You can be in a family. Your loved one will die. That debt will be on your head. People will not tell you this thing because it is hard, but it's the truth. I know my own mom is in heaven. I've seen her in heaven. She has spoken to me about it. In fact, it's funny that if I miss her before the weekend, I will speak with her. Yes. It's so accurate that my mom in a vision gave me the number to her ATM and it was correct. Yes. Hey God. The same way you can commune with some men of God that have left the earth. The same way they can come. The same way she had a vision and this one saw that vision in her own vision. Oh Jesus. There is something that happens. Sometimes when I sleep, I will have a dream. Mommy will have similar dream. Once we are sharing, we begin to talk like we were there, but actually we were there. We had a dream about someone. I woke up, I said, this is what I, mommy said, yeah, I had a dream about this. And I said, yes, that is what I saw as well. About someone. And this is not the first time we have seen several, had similar dreams. Genesis 18:16-33.
Then the man got up from their meal and looked out towards Sodom. Mm-hmm. As they left, Abraham.
Now those men are the angels of God. Those men were the angels of God. They were going to Sodom and Gomorrah. They want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
As they left, Abraham went with them to send them on their way.
Yes.
Should I hide my plan from Abraham?
Now God is saying something. Should I hide my plan from my servant Abraham?
For Abraham will certainly become a great and mighty nation.
Because Abraham, see, God, sometimes, Jesus, when God sees you, young brother, let me, you know, I always borrow people whenever I'm ministering. Let me borrow you today again. Now, I need a wish. Young boy, let me borrow you. Man of God, you want to fight, Jesus? Man of God, let me borrow you, sir. Just come this side. Now, this is the anointing. This young man, this is the future of this young man. Does that make sense? Now follow me. This is going to bless you. This is the future of this young man. The future here is anointed, wise, understanding God, prophetic and everything. Now this is the dimension of you. For example, this is this young man, stubborn, not even really caring, just doing his own way, pray today, fall tomorrow, pray today. When God wants to speak to you, he does not speak to you as this, he speaks to you as this. Because God has seen it all. He's operating from the finished work. Does that make sense? That is the reason why you fornicate, he forgives and loves you. He's not seeing you here. He's seeing who you ought to be. His regret will be when you don't become this thing. Is when you come to heaven, he said, this is not who I wanted. This is who I wanted. You are here, Emeka. This is who I'm speaking to. That is why God can just say, I am sending you to the nation. How can God call Jeremiah, 17 years old, and say, I'm sending you to speak? It's because God is not seeing Jeremiah as 17. He's seeing an adult that can prophesy. That is why we ought to train our children early. Don't say they are just a kid. You are praying. Your child is sleeping. He's 5 years old. He's still sleeping. You wake him up. Your neighbor say, you now say, they wake him up to pray. Say, you are wasting your time. That boy will be initiated in front of you. You will not know. And when he will be initiated, you will call it revelation. Does that make sense? Now, look at what God said. He said, should I do this thing without revealing it to Abraham? But listen to what he said.
For Abraham will certainly become a great and
mighty nation. Abraham will certainly become what?
A great and mighty nation.
Are you seeing what God is seeing? He's not seeing the Abraham here. He's saying the Abraham that will become a great and mighty nation. Because Abraham is a nation on its own. The Bible says, can two nations come out in one day? The answer is yes. Jacob and who? Esau were two nations. You are a nation. The Bible says we are chosen what? Generation. You are a nation. Through me, thousands of children will exist through me as a pillar. So I am a nation. So when God was speaking to Abraham, he was not seeing this Abraham. He was speaking to this Abraham. Because in the presence of where God operates, God is operating in now. So God was seeing this person. So the conversation is God speaking with an adult that is a prophet, not with this one that is still growing. Does that make sense? Please go back to your seat. Thank you, man of God. Now, let's read again.
For Abraham will certainly become a great and mighty nation.
Yes.
And all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him.
And all the nations on the earth will be blessed through Abraham, yes?
I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord.
Abraham does not have a child yet, though. See as God is talking. Like he has given Abraham 200 children. See as God is talking. Sometimes God will be talking. You'll be like, God, you are very funny, yo. Now, this Abraham doesn't have a child. God promised him a child when he was 70. And now he's 99 years and God is still doing this kind of thing. And God is saying, I'm knowing that through him, his children will bless. And God and Abraham in the spirit will be like, where the children? Where them? You never give up. But there is something about how God works. He doesn't see you for who you see yourself to be. He sees you for who you ought to be. Does that make sense? You see yourself in the mirror. You see yourself now. If somebody told you that in future time that you will ever be in a church called CEO Ministry, will you ever believe it? It's impossible. The thoughts will never cross your mind. But do you know that God knew that CEO would come? He knew where they would be. He knew how they would move. He knew the land we would locate. He knew it. He named it. I've seen the pillars of the buildings. He has shown it to me. He has shown me elders in the church. He has shown them to me. He has shown me the inside of what it will look like. But I am waiting for the day he will show me the land. That is how God sees you. God will be disappointed when you end up not becoming who he expects you to be. But when he speaks to you with the expectation of who you are to be. That is why someone like you can be sleeping and an angel will appear and say, the Lord has anointed you. And just yesterday night, you just did something wrong. You didn't pray, you didn't fast, and God is saying, I've anointed you. And you wake up, you're like, this is not demon, they do this kind of thing. You were no prayer yesterday. No. He's impacting you for the tomorrow that you will become. That is, if you understand how much God loves you, you will not delay. There are some persons that God has said, from the age of 12, I will allow you to misbehave. But once it is 18, I am calling you to the altar. God will say, at the age of 23, you should be done with school. And at the age of 23, I'm putting my anointing. The anointing I showed you at the age of 10 will start manifest at the age of 23. I don't care what the world is saying. At the age of 23, God has seen that you're supposed to have graduated from school at the age of 23. That is His own plan. Now, the devil delayed you, and at the age of 23, you are not yet graduate. God does not, He's not going to wait for you to graduate. He will place that anointing and activate it. That is why you are now battling with education and this at the same time. That delay is not His fault. You allowed yourself to be delayed by the devil. Simple. That's why God will come to this move. He said, this move, this season you are in, I will teach you love. If you don't read books on love, the next season He will start teaching you a different thing. If you don't understand love and you enter that one, you can damage yourself. You need to know the season you are in, the right books to read for that season you are in, the right friends. There is a level you reach, you have the friend that you call like he's your best friend. This friend is with you. There is a season you reach, God will separate that friend from you. It's a season to go alone. You now start regretting, hey, this is my friend, left me. No. The season of that friend has ended. Whether you learn what God wants you to learn or not, it's not His business. You have failed your own. God will connect you to a prophetic man of God. That season is for you to learn everything you can from that man. When the season comes, you move it to the apostolic anointing. He doesn't care whether you have learned it or not. God is all about forward. Does that make sense? That's why when you find yourself in a particular atmosphere, study and enjoy that atmosphere. When you find yourself in a season where there is constant trial, enjoy it. Learn everything you can about it, because the next season will be greater. There are some books I bought in my house by Dr. Miles. I want to read. The Lord said, this is not your time. Focus on Kenneth Hagin. I read as much book as I can for Kenneth Hagin. I read so many books. A time came, I want to start reading on Angel. The Lord said, come, this is Dr. Miles. There is something He's teaching. You must know to go according to the wave of the Father. God has a season. He has a season that is for you. You must learn to flow with Him. There's a time it will reach now. God will expect Brother Nonso to move out from the keyboard and enter another office in the ministry. If Nonso does not move, God will people that are supposed to be in that realm will come, and they will become a threat to Nonso. That is the reason why you are in a church. You are in a church as a choir. Another person comes that sings better than you, you are offended. It's because you have not done the right thing that's supposed to move you to the next realm. So when people that their own realm to excel comes, you threaten them. Yeah. There is a realm it will reach. Me, this church, you have pastors that will be here. My job will be going out to win souls. But for now, you must build the people. Time will come, God will say, it's time to move. Emeka, I'm taking you to this country now. Go and win souls here. The question you ask me is that, have you raised people? I said, I did everything I can for them. And if no one is there to steady it, God will bring a stranger. Remember, He said, those that I have called have rejected my calling. He said, go out and call the strangers, the crippled, the lame. Bring them as my guests. And God will bring strangers into your land, that they will govern you in your own land. God is a businessman. Don't joke with Him. Don't joke with Him. I'm teaching you something here about seasons. Somebody needs to hear this. So it's a season. There's a season when God wants to raise you, teach you on finances principle, financial principle. Follow that season. Learn. The moment you start knowing that there is a hunger, and the hunger to pray is coming, is a season of prayer for you. Enjoy it. When a season of celebration comes, sometimes God will give you 2 days of food. Yeah. Oh, God does that. Oh, Jesus. You know how He does that? He just sends you careless money in your account. I told you one thing. That's how I used to break my fasting. Don't do it though. Just an act. This is what happens to me. When I'm fasting, if I told God it's 6 to 6, once it's 6 o'clock, I'm waiting. Once it's 6, I'll touch food in my tongue, so that God will not say, oh yeah, continue to 8 o'clock. But I forgot that God can say, okay, Mega, since you have eaten, I've forgiven you. Tomorrow, do dry. But you saw my own wisdom, that the moment it is 6 o'clock, I will just After my prayer, you know that kind of prayer is very fast. Father God, I end my fasting in Jesus' name. You now touch it and put your mouth. So that God will not say, continue your fasting. I forgot that God can say, I forgive you for eating this food. Continue the fasting. But it was my wisdom then, and it was working for me. Thank God, God did not catch me. He showed mercy not to catch me. So there is a season that you must understand this thing. Does that make sense? So talking about intercessor, you must understand this. Now see, it's very important that you know this. Sometimes, death might hover over the families of people. Death will come to a family and begin to go on someone to pick. Then God will come to you because there is something that He has deposited in you. He touches you at night to wake up. You wake up, you are like, I don't know why I am restless. Because your parents are not spiritually fit. You wake up, I know why I say spiritual fit. They go to church, but they don't understand spirituality. So they wake up, they touch your neck. They say, is it that you're having malaria? And the second day, God wakes you up again. The third day, He wakes you up again. Your parents take you to the hospital. Instead of taking you to the spiritual hospital. They take you to the hospital. And doctor will prescribe sleeping medicine for you. And the next week, somebody will die in the family. And your parents are still ignorant. They will say, maybe that is why you are waking up. Oh, you now foolishly say, where you have missed it. The essence why God is waking you up is so that you can stand in the place of prayer. And stand in the gap and change that thing that wants to happen. The angel of death was coming to knock. You could stand and say, not my house. And the angel will leave. Remember, if I see the blood, I will pass over. Your prayer was the blood of the Lamb. When you are praying, you are marking that this territory is for God. And the spirit of death will pass over to another family. But because you are ignorant, and when that person dies, you go before God and say, it's your fault. My mother was praying, you let her die. And God will say, it is not my fault. I woke you up 3 times. You refused to learn. I brought Christian pastors around you. You never asked any question. I brought men close to my heart, close to you. You never see them. I brought Brother Chinedu that always goes to vigil. You never followed him to vigil. You were watching a movie. I told you a story of standing in a gap in a movie, in a Nigerian movie. The only thing you saw was that, hey, Jim Ike is handsome. You are failing it. I was trying to communicate. There was no way I could reach out to you. You scroll through Facebook. I showed you a preaching of a particular man of God. You never clicked to listen to it. How dare you challenge me and say it's my fault? But if you understood the things of the Spirit, the beckoning of the Spirit, the cry of the Spirit, when such things happen, you could stand in the gap and you stand and say, Father, I have no strength on my own, but please help me. And the Holy Ghost has made it so easy for us to communicate. You might not know what you ought to pray and how you ought to pray, but the Holy Ghost maketh intercession with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. That is the reason why you could stand and say, Father, I have no strength. Even while you are lying down, your mouth is, you are asking, and the Holy Ghost is saying, just keep speaking, just keep uttering. I will help you. Remember, the Bible says that he's your helper, your comforter, your advocate, your intercessor, your counselor. So while you are doing that, the Holy Ghost is saying, just keep speaking it. I can't force you to speak. All I need is open it, I will come out. And the moment you are doing, the Holy Ghost comes to the sky and appear before the spirit of death and said, this territory I have marked is mine. And the angel of death passes over. And the Holy Ghost comes back and says, sleep now. And for the next 3-4 days, nobody wakes you up in the spirit. It's because we are not taught spiritual things. I was not taught spiritual thing, and the devil took my mom early. And I woke up, I said, Kai! Oh, may they come again. May they come. And I began to stand. That is the reason that some persons have been in their marriage and the devil come and crumble their marriage. And they are busy blaming is the husband, is the wife. That is stupidity. There is a place called altar. There is a prayer called intercession. A prayer where you enter into the garment of God and you begin to change realms in the spirit. And people will see you losing weight, but in the spirit you are gaining weight. They don't understand these principles. We are too weak to pray. We are anamakuta. We don't understand spiritual things. And even when God has given us a pastor after his own heart, we don't even value it. Does it make sense? We need to understand spirituality. Tell your neighbor you need to understand spirituality. There is somehow to manipulate things in the spirit. Ask God, Father, make me an intercessor. Begin to pray that prayer right now. Lord, make me an intercessor. If you're already an intercessor, ask God for a fresh oil. Lord, make me an intercessor. I want the spirit of an intercessor. Let me be able to stand in the place of prayer for my family. Let me be able to stand in the place of prayer for my people. Gifts and the grace of intercessor. The fire to pray. Let the fire to pray burn upon me now. Mount me on eagle wings. Mount me on eagle wings. Me, O Lord, on your wings, O Lord. I ask for the fire of prayer, O Lord. Give me the fire of prayer. Give me utterances to be able to stand in the gap. Lord, make me a vessel, an access point for your communication. Yourself in the spirit. Touch them, Holy Ghost. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Please, Holy Ghost, touch them. Yeah. restoration, fire of revival. The Lord is auctioning you to a realm of power. Enter. Receptor. A key plateau. Sepeta. Enter. The veils are removed. The veils are removed. Fire for prayer. Anointing for service. Anointing for spiritual understanding. Power in your tongues. Talking about intercessor, we saw a dimension of the spirit of intercessor in that verse that our sister was reading. We saw a dimension whereby the angels of the Lord were going to Sodom and Gomorrah, and God said something. He said, should I do this without telling my servant Abraham? And if you read down from that verse, Abraham began to intercede for Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord said something, said that it has been revealed to me something about this Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm paraphrasing. That these people, these men have indulged in spiritual carnivality, spiritual idolatry. These people have left me and they have begun to serve something else. These people have begun to practice homosexuality and lesbianism. These people have begun to practice something that it is ungod for. They have begun to practice incest and so many other things. He said, it has been told to me, but I am about to go. And Abraham said something. He said, Father, if you find 50 that is righteous, will you kill them? He said, if I find 50 righteous persons, I will spare them. He said, okay, since you permit me, a man, that is nobody, to speak. Father, what if you find 40 righteous men? He said, if I find 40 righteous men, I will not destroy a whole nation. And Abraham said, who am I that the Lord has granted me a request that I should speak and the Lord will hear? He said, what if you find 30? He said, if I find 30 righteous men, I will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And God and Abraham keep interceding. He said, what if you find 20? And God said, if I find 20 righteous men, I will not destroy them. And Abraham pushed himself one more. He said, what if you find 10? And God said, if I find 10 righteous men, I will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But when God came, he saw only 3 righteous men. A man could stand in the gap for someone else. A judgment of God can come upon someone. A man could stand in front of that judgment and say, Father, because of me. Because before something happens in your family, God will speak to someone that he's doing business with in that family. But if that person is offline, whereas God is online, there will be a bridge of network. That is why it is good to allow the access point open so that God can always communicate with you. Intercessor or intercessing prayer is a prayer whereby you remove yourself from the prayer and you begin to stand on behalf of others. You begin to pray to save others. You begin to neglect whatever you are seeing in your life and you begin to stand in the gap for someone else. You wake up and you begin to pray. Intercessor is a kind of prayer. Supplication is a kind of prayer. Prayer itself is a prayer on itself. Prayer is the communication between God for maybe what you want or what you are desiring. Intercessory prayer is the kind of prayer whereby you put others first and you neglect about yourself. When was the last time you prayed for someone? You see, God is always looking for someone who can stand in the gap between him and the rest of the world. The funny thing is that we are no longer raising men that could pray. So thereby, whenever God comes to a family, he is helpless to find someone. And one way or the other, God will find a man of God to locate that family by prophecy or by word of wisdom. And when God locates that family is unsure whether if that man is a genuine man of God. And that is the problem. If you don't know who is genuine, you are doomed. Somebody said, I posted something on Facebook and the person said, fake man of God, this is what you people do. And I was not worried that he called me fake or false. I was worried that the blindness in his life is very deep. Because if you see what is original and you call it fake, then how, what is fake in your fake? Then how fake is your fakeness? That means those people that are fake around you are more, oh Jesus. If you see what is white and you call it dark, then how dark are you? It's easy when people look at you and say you are not a servant of God. It shows you the level of where they are. Because they don't know. But if you are not a servant of God and you are called not a servant of God, you are not worried about it. Because in truth, you are not. It's because we don't have an altar. Even when we have an altar, we don't understand that altar. We don't understand what prayer does. Whenever I begin to pray, 26 minutes of my prayer, God will speak to me. 26, 22 minutes. I've known it, I've timed it. Whenever I begin to hear him speak, I check the time. I know that this is the time he speaks. You must learn to keep the fire burning. Don't let the fire only burn when you come to church. Even at home, let it burn. You must understand these things. See, can you for one second forget about what you are going through and become someone else? I've seen great men of God appear to me in visions. God spoke to my wife. Was it day before yesterday or day before yesterday? He said, I have called your husband to expose the kingdom of darkness. She shared with me. I said, yes, I know. And that is why whenever I preach, I'm a prophet. It's our duty to expose the kingdom of darkness and show people the light of God. It's our calling. It's your calling as well. You must know it. You must understand what God can do through you. Don't remember what I told you. God in his nature cannot be limited. But God can be limited when God comes through a vessel. Don't be the vessel that will limit God. Be the vessel that will host God and express God. Remember, CEO ministry is about the life of Christ finding expression in a man. It's all about you knowing who Christ is. It's time to stop preaching. Now listen. God is about to release a kind of strange fire inside some persons there. Now when this fire begins to burn, it will start activating something. Certain addiction will start dying. All I want you to do is allow God touch you. You need to allow God touch you. If you can allow God touch you, God will manifest in himself in you. You have to tell God, I am a vessel for you to use. Lord, I'm ready to be used as a vessel. You don't need it, just as you are seated. You don't need to stand. As you are seated, you begin to pray that prayer with all sincerity. And where you are sitting, something will happen to you. Something like an injector will inject you up from the ground. You're going to see it's going to happen. The angel is whispering to me. He said, I'm going to investigate this person's here. And I'm going to move them to a new dimension I'm calling them into. I'm prophesying to everyone here right now. God is going to move you to a dimension that you are not in. There's going to be an elevation in your spirit man right now. As you begin to pray right now, there's going to be that fire. You tell him, Lord, I am ready to be used. Lord, I am ready. My vessel is available. My body is available. My hand is available. My life is available. Use me. Until my only gaze is you. Spirit keep rooting over me. Till I look more like you. Until my all and all is you. Until my only gaze is you. Spirit keep rooting over me. Till I look more like you.
Until my only gaze.
The fire is coming now.
Spirit keep brooding.
I see it. I see fire. I see fire picking somebody up right now. I see it literally.
I'm deep and lost in you. Spirit keep brooding over me. Till I look more.
Holy Ghost, show me that person.
Until my only gaze. You. Spirit keep brooding over me.
Tell him to make you a vessel. Consecrate your vessel to God.
Until my only gaze.
Lord, I am available.
Spirit keep brooding over me.
I'm available to be used. Use me, O Lord.
Until my only gaze.
I ask for more fire.
Spirit keep brooding over me.
More fire to service. Ask him to break all the chaffs in your life.
Until my only gaze is until my can look like you. Spirit keep brooding over my flesh, oh. My spirit beckons on you. Yeah, oh. My spirit beckons on you. Hey. My spirit beckons on you.
Holy Ghost fire! Fire!
My spirit,
be on your feet. Be on your feet. The fire is coming now.
My spirit beckons on you. Holy Ghost. Oh, my mama. Shut up,